America Weekend.
Picture me upon your knee with tea for two and two for tea.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Tea. In America, sometimes it's known as coffee's lonely cousin, but in other parts of the world, it's more important than water. Well, time to bring on our food and travel contributor, Joanna Proust, to talk about all things tea. Joanna, welcome back to America Weekend.
Thanks, Ed. Good to be here.
Tea, it's quite an interesting thing in terms of culture, in terms of taste. Why is tea so very important?
Well, it's a very old, old beverage. I mean, it goes back thousands of years, but it is also at the height of its popularity right now. Obviously, we've all fallen in love with iced tea, and more than half of the $7.8 billion U.S. tea market is in bottled or refrigerated or canned iced teas. The other thing is that the quality of tea in this country now is vastly superior. People have become very interested in the finest of everything, and many purveyors are bringing in wonderful tea leaves. There is new packaging. There aren't fannings, the tea dust in them, and so you get a higher quality and you get many kinds of tea. There are thousands of teas available.
Now, is it a case where tea is just being accepted more by us overall in the culture? I mean, I'll walk into the mall. I had a conversation with somebody about an hour ago where the local Cinnabon was shut down and it's been replaced by a tea store and a tea cafe. And there was a time not very long ago you wouldn't see that.
Absolutely correct. Because people are appreciating better tea. There used to be about 200 tea shops in the United States, maybe 15 years ago. Now there are more than 4,000. And that's not even counting the coffee shops that serve tea. There, you know, as I said, people want the new, newest thing, whether it is black tea or white tea or yellow tea or fermented tea. I think we've become very, very, very interested in tea and the tea culture. You know that matcha, this finely powdered green tea, is turning up in everything. We have green tea ice cream. We have green tea macaroons. There are all kinds of white tea soaps that are out there. And it is suddenly, people have said, oh, there's so much to be done with it. And to that point, I wrote an article for Fine Cooking about how you could cook with tea. And it's just adds flavor, it doesn't add calories, it can add texture, it can add color. There's something called rooibos tea that comes from South Africa, and it infuses a beautiful red color. But I think we should also comment that there are two basic categories of tea.
Okay.
One is true tea. That is the ones that come from the leaves of the Camellia sinensis plant. And they can differ in their size, in their flavors, as I said, whether they're fermented or how they're dried. And the other big category is herbal teas. And people say, oh, it's an herb tea. Well, it is, but we sometimes call them tea sen. But they are caffeine-free, and they come from herbs or roots or leaves or other kinds of combinations.
Well, the idea with green tea, too, I think one of the reasons why it became so popular is people started looking at it almost for its medicinal qualities. Even when you listen to some of these shows on the radio with these supplements and everything, these green tea pills and everything else, and green tea, they're laden with antioxidants. So I think when you market something that has a health benefit involved in it as well, that had to have helped tea's popularity rise.
You are, again, right. And what happens is with green tea, it's supposedly more effective for your mental focus. But it has chlorophyll in it, but it's said to offer energy without the caffeine jitters. And so, you know, if you see people who love the ritual aspect of the Japanese tea ceremony where matcha was first used, but now we have the tea that's used for the ceremony and we have culinary tea. And if you're not going to stir it in, you can buy what's marketed as culinary matcha green tea. I do want to point out, though, if you're going to try and make a recipe with it, finely grinding green tea leaves is not going to give you the same benefit. The matcha tea leaves are specially grown in the shade and for about 3 weeks before they're harvested, and the stems and the veins are removed before processing. So you get a very much more powdery kind of substance. If you try to put it in your coffee grinder, you still get some of those tweaky sort of things that come in.
So it can be a little difficult to be able to achieve that then, right?
Right, exactly. Okay. And so, and it, especially like if I've used green tea, I make a green tea bread, and I use it with candied ginger. I make a green tea mousse. And people just love it.
Can someone go overboard with tea? Because sometimes it's, oh, you know, well, let me flavor to taste. Can you go a little too much with some of these tea additives to your recipes, to your drinks, to your cocktails? Can too much tea be too much tea?
Yes. And also, steeping things too long, the tea leaves go bitter.
Don't forget to check out Joanna's website at joannapruess.com. Also, don't forget to check out all of Joanna's amazing cookbooks at Amazon or at your local bookstore. Joanna Pruess, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
And I thank you.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This player out of Croatia broke into the NBA in the early 90s. During 13 seasons, he won 3 titles with the Chicago Bulls. And he was the 3rd leading scorer behind Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Dukas for 3 at a time. Oh, my goodness!
So, where is Tony Kukoc now? Tony is still winning titles with Michael Jordan. Golf titles. In 2011, they won the Michael Jordan Celebrity Invitational, the first time Michael had won it in 10 years. And fans love to poke fun at Tony on sites like Funny or Die.
I am cuckoo for Kukoc, and I am Kukoc. Ha ha! He's good, no?
Yes, cuckoo indeed. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. John and Kathy have leased a nice house for the last 5 years. Unfortunately, a few months ago, Kathy committed suicide in the house. Now John can't bear to live in the house. But the landlord says his wife's suicide is not a good enough reason to break the lease. Could that be true? So what can John do? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-Second DVD Review starts now.
With the great cast in a heart of gold, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel is worth checking into. But man,
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Well, the fact that one of the two people who signed the lease has died should help the court decide in John's favor, but there are no guarantees. The best scenario would be for John to find new tenants who agree to pay the balance of the lease. That would solve the problem without any legal action. And that's the final verdict.